So what do you have today?
This is a mask that I obtained about 20 years ago when I went to Africa. I studied in Ghana, and they took us to a wood carving town. And I saw this piece. I got a bunch of pieces from there, but this one in particular resonated with me when I was there.
So is it like a tribal mask, do you think?
No. It's a wood carving of an individual, but it kind of personifies me.
Okay.
So I kind of see it myself in the mask.
Do you know approximately how old it is?
I've had it for about 20 years now, so okay. I bought it then. I don't know when the artist made it, so at a minimum it's about 20 years.
And you were studying over in Ghana, right?
Yes. Okay. Study abroad program.
And what about the mask when you say it personifies you?
I'm ethnically I'm a little mix of a lot of different ethnicities. Puerto Ricanos, we have a mixture of Taino blood, European blood.
Okay.
We also have African blood.
Okay.
And the African blood, so as you see it, it kind of sees the darker and the lighter shade.
It's done like that. That's not wearing it.
That's how it's made purposely. Okay. Like that. So when I was there, I started to see where a lot of things that, you know, for example, the typical food in Ghana is rice and beans and a meat. And how it was cooked. Very similar to a Puerto Rican meal, fundamentally. Different spices, but fundamentally the same meal. And I started seeing that, and I started seeing a lot of things that they do over there. And I was like, oh, that's where potentially how we learn how to do that. This is where it comes from. You know, a lot of things that we do as Puerto Ricanos, they have, a lot of it has origin in Africa. So then I saw this one, and I kind of saw myself in it. And sometimes it's hard to acknowledge, certain things. So I'm also, being acculturated to, American lifestyle and being coming through educational system here, K-12, and looking at TV and having experiences, here in New Bern. I grew up in New Bern and Hartford. I never acknowledged my African history, African ancestors. I never, growing up, saw myself as black.
Right.
And when I started studying here, I started to understand that. And when I went over there, I kind of saw it. I physically saw it in my face, and this is kind of like I'm in both worlds.
Yeah. Foot in either culture.
Yep. Okay, so nice. So that's why this right here, even the hair. When you look at the hair, it's kind of, I don't have a lot of hair now,
but before
it was like even the hair, even the facial features. I don't know, like strong cheekbones. It's just indicative of who I am. So that's why when I saw it, I was like, I gotta get that. I gotta get that. So that's where I got,
And do you keep that in a particular place?
It's right in my kitchen. Okay. So as soon as you walk into the kitchen, everybody sees it. Definitely is there for people to look at and maybe ask questions, how come one side is lighter than the other one?
You said you grew up in New Britain, right?
Hartford and New Britain. I lived in Puerto Rico as well.
Okay.
So, I've been living in Puerto Rico. I lived in Puerto Rico for 3 years.
What's crazy is I know what that is. It's a mate, right?
Yeah.
How long have you, is your family, are you, you said you were born
I was born here,
in
Hartford, but my parents came from Puerto Rico, both of them.
Yeah. se continúa en esto, sí.
Do you know about what time? Period.
Yes, my sister was born in 75. They were here 2 years prior to 75.
So it's about 73.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. And you're bringing this in to show to just kind of how you're
because some of us don't really as Puerto Ricanos, some of us don't really acknowledge our African ancestries.
Okay.
We know that we have it, but we don't kind of like live it.
Right.
And I kind of you know, live it, and I embrace it. Whereas other people are just like, you know, and I embrace it. So like even when I do any documents, I put Black and Latino.
Right.
You know, so I brought it because once again, to me that's part of who I am. And as a young person, I never saw that. I was made to believe because of the books and because of media that I'm not that over there, when in fact I am that and more. So therefore, I thought that that's really important part of me, even though I don't look African, but I have African blood. So that's why, you know, just wanted to put that out there. A lot of us have this bloodline.
Nice, nice, very nice. How did you hear about the history harvest?
I teach here. I teach Latino
studies.
Oh,
you do? Okay, yeah. Great.
I work in the mission department, so that's why I know about the harvest.
Actually,
I'm part of the Latino studies committee.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Very nice. Thank you very much for bringing that in. I appreciate that. Yeah. I really like that. Yeah. At first, I thought it was worn, but it's made to. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's kind of a little bit of me.
Yeah.
You know?
And not everybody really is comfortable with identifying with
you. No. They could be, you know, dark, really dark. And
yeah.
Individuals may not, Yeah, and that's kind of our acculturation here, you know, because being dark is associated with being bad.
Right.
Being dark is associated with being poor. Being black is being associated with being not educated. Being black is associated with all these negative, you know, instead of being associated with something, you know, great and beautiful. And this is me growing up as a youngster.
Right.
Obviously, things are changing now.
Sure. Yeah.
Things have been progressively moving in a better direction, but not all there yet.
Yeah.
Okay, not all there yet. We still have a long ways to go to make that equilibrium and have people understand that, you know, that there's no difference between, you know, that the bad connotations on blacks, you know, are kind of like, is man-made logic.
Right.
Is logically kind of constructed and then pushed upon people through a lot of different vehicles.
Right.
Via books, via TV, via experiences. And when you push somebody to a corner and when you cross somebody something for so long, they start believing in that as well. So once again, for me, I believed it. You know, I used to, when I'm in my younger days, you know, I got myself into trouble. You know, I was a product of my environment. Everybody around me, if everybody around you are driving in high school, riding bikes and skateboard,
right.
More likely you're going to do that.
Gonna do
okay?
Yeah.
All right, so yeah. It just happens. Everybody's around me with guns and did things that, you know, wasn't helping ourselves.
Right.
So with that, I used to, you know, we call it beef, you know, we used to beef with Mount Pleasant kids, and Mount Pleasant kids were typically the black kids here in Britain, and we were Glen Street, typically we were Spanish kids, so we used to straight up, you know, get shoot up to, you know, get flybys on us, and we did things that, you know, are not helping us in any shape or form,
sure.
You know, because this is my block.
Right.
That's the idea. This is mine.
Right.
You're not going to come here to what's mine. When in fact, the block is still there.
Right.
And the taxpayers own it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So growing up and having that anger and that hatred towards, you know, others based only on their skin color. It was nothing, because we, in sixth grade, they were my friends, and in high school, we were trying to kill each other. Okay? So, for territory, for drugs, respect. And then, as I started to learn, when I started going to college, you know, I started at community college and started to explore myself, started to learn about my own history, started to really dive deep into my culture, I started to realize, like, that's who I am. I hated myself. Because the same thing that they acted, I acted the same way. So I used to get mad because they're loud, because they're acting not just because this. I was doing the same thing. I kind of had like a self-hatred until I started to understand it and then change the way I think. And then going across the aisle and making those connections. And now I am it. I am black. You know, I'm a black Latino. So that's why this is important to me, because it's kind of, you know, once again, it's me.
And your family's fairly supportive. I mean,
Yeah.
So, do they identify, or are there other?
Some don't. Yeah, some don't. I have family members that'll be like, what? No, never. I have some who fully are embracing. You know, I have a nephew who, my sister married an African American gentleman. So I got nephews who are, you know, so it's just the family. My immediate family, my mom's, and we're all okay. But I have extended family members that will be like, no, they will never, ever. And it will take a big blow to the head or something to help them see that, you know, see themselves as that, you know, it'll take something else. So it took me a long time. It took me process, it took me layers, it took me a lot of education, a lot of experiences to kind of understand it. And at least now I kind of, I promote it, I teach it.
I was going to say, you teach it, you spread what you explain.
Yeah, I teach it. Yeah, definitely teach it. Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
All right, what do I do now?
You're going to take your...